Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about education of our children. And each weekday morning, we'll take a different aspect of education, particularly primary education. And yesterday we focused in on praying for preschool students and their families. And today we're going to kind of stay in that same theme and pray for preschool staff and teachers, those that work on a daily basis. And so that may be here at Deer Run Church of Christ. That's our Sunshine Preschool staff. And those that are here working with those, that's our junior church workers in our preschool department. It may be parents. We prayed for preschool students and families yesterday, but sometimes the parents are the teacher at that age, the primary teacher anyhow. But sometimes they're the sole teacher, that they're not going to a structured or organized preschool, but mom or dad or somebody's doing that in a home setting or something that way. And so it's all important. And as we mentioned yesterday, the responsibility for the education of our children is, well, the parent. And God has designed and gifted people to assist in a lot of ways. But it's still that primary responsibility with the parent. And we want to pray specifically today for those that work with those preschoolers. It can be fun. It can be challenging. And it can be exciting. It can be boring at times. I know that sounds kind of strange, but there's things that they can't do that you want them to, and you just keep wanting to move the clock along until you realize you can't turn it back. And so today we're focused in on Mark chapter 9, verse 37. It says, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me." Jesus made it clear that children had great value. Children have great value. Even more so than what the people of his day, even more so than what his disciples thought. It seems that other than Jesus, the only ones who got this were the moms. Kind of makes sense, right? But he also talked about the blessing of those who would welcome the little ones. And I think of the teachers. Moms love their children. At least they ought to. If not, there's an issue, a problem, something that needs addressed. A mother's love is an undying love. And we expect that. Moms clean up messes that most people wouldn't want to touch. And then there are those who choose to love and to teach and to embrace the little ones, sometimes that aren't always lovable or teachable or embraceable. Well, they are in the midst of all of everything else that's going on in life, but they don't appear that way at times. A lot of reasons, some of their doing, some of their parents doing, some just the nature of life. And so today we'll focus in on praying for those that choose to work with preschoolers. Some, I suspect, see it as a job. They collect their paycheck and they don't really pour themselves into it. Fortunately, we don't have those here. And generally, they don't last long because it's not that rewarding financially in a typical preschool setting. And the demands and the work and the love required are exponentially higher than other similar paying jobs. And so generally what you find, and again, there are exceptions, but generally what you find are people whose heart God has tuned towards the little ones. And it's our responsibility as those who surround them to pray for them. It's not an easy calling. It's not an easy ministry. It's not an easy work. But it's an important work. It's an important calling. It's an important way of life. And so we spend time asking God to bless those who He has chosen and who have responded to that calling and teach and love and embrace the preschool age children of others, who wipe their noses, who dry their tears, who listen to their joys and their sorrows, who long for those teachable moments, those who rejoice when the incessant questions bring a light to that child's eyes. They finally get it. You see, it's a difficult task, but it's not a task without reward. Sometimes the reward is buried within the complexity of the struggles. But it's recognizing that God has designed and gifted each of these little ones uniquely. Just as He has designed and gifted each of the teachers of these little ones uniquely. And we live life with the privilege of welcoming the little ones in a way that we not only welcome Jesus into our midst, we welcome Jesus into their lives. You see, God's desire is that we would know Him. And His desire is that we would share that knowledge, that awareness of Him with others. And what better way to do that than to share those foundational truths of the love of Jesus with the little ones among us? And so we consider what it looks like. Most churches have someone that teaches preschool age for Sunday school, for a junior church time. Oh, they may feel that they're not doing much. They may feel that it's just distracting the kids so their parents can worship. They may feel that it's not all that important. But today, if you're one of those, I want you to know that God views your work as valuable. There are those who work in a formal preschool setting. And some days you see the benefit of what you're doing, and other days you're probably uncertain. And I want you to know today that the work that you do is valuable. It's important to the children, it's important to the families, but it's important to God. There are those moms that work with their preschool children more formally than others might. They've chosen at an early age this route of homeschooling. It may change, it may not, but for now, that's the choice. And in the midst of life and the busyness of the home and everything else that you have to do, and a society that doesn't always value the work that you do, I want you to know that what you're doing is valuable. It has meaning and importance. You see, if Jesus could rebuke his disciples for trying to turn away the little ones, how much should we learn from that in the way that we value those who welcome the little ones? And so for all of you, teachers and staff of preschoolers, thank you. And may you discover continually a joy that you're welcoming Jesus. Every time that you welcome one of these little ones into your presence. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to embrace others. And God, today I want to specifically pray for those who work with preschool children. Those that work with them in their homes, those that work with them in a church setting, those that work with them in a formal preschool setting. The teachers and staff of preschool programs who not only do what they do because it's important, they do what they do because you've called them to it. And God, I pray that in those times and days and moments of discouragement, when it feels like they're in over their heads, when they're caught up in the drama of herding cats, that you would remind them that every child they welcome is an act of welcome to you. God, I thank you for those that love children. Love them enough to care and to teach and to listen and to embrace, to instruct, to correct, to train, to disciple. Love them enough to plant the seeds of faith. Father, we read in Paul's letter to Timothy about how his mother and grandmother were responsible for planting the seeds of faith in his life. And for many children, that's the starting point in their life of faith. But for others, it's that preschool teacher at church. It's that preschool teacher in a Christian preschool. It's that preschool teacher in a public preschool that believes in Jesus. And so, God, I pray for all of those who are teaching the young children, that regardless of the setting that they're doing it in, that their faith is visible. and that the love of Jesus is not only visible, it's felt through them. And that they have ample opportunities to express that childlike faith that every child could grasp. So God, in the difficult moments, in the days of struggle, may you lift and uphold those who teach preschoolers, those who direct preschool programs, those who have heard your call and welcome you by welcoming little ones. And Father, as we pray for those who work with preschoolers, may we be confident in your ability to work through them as they lift up Jesus. And may we continually uphold them in prayer as they plant the seeds of faith, as they build on that foundation. And may Jesus be lifted up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.